It is a sad development, and it is an understandable development when we consider the issues which have to do with quality of care, which are being addressed by the healthcare workers who are working at these central hospitals. When the doctor-to-patient ratio is as it stands right now, without the junior practitioners, then we can expect overburdened middle-level and senior-level practitioners, and in itself will result in poor clinical outcomes for those members of the public who would seek help at those institutions. And there should have been a contingency plan, knowing that this issue of contracts has been on the table being discussed backwards and forward since Christmas. There should have been a contingency plan. Yes, we can get maybe armed forces to come and assist us, but that should have been the contingency plan from 1 March, not now when we're in a crisis and when our major hospitals now, Bilo and Harare Central, have closed outpatient departments to the public and are only attending emergencies.
What do you recommend the government should do to address this impasse?
The wait and watch and see approach which the Ministry of Health has been demonstrating at this point, is disappointing, and because they are the primary duty bearer around the right to health, they need to be proactive to sort out this impact.